Dear friend, we love today's Feast of the Visitation for a number of reasons. The sheer excitement of this moment in salvation history, when Mary set off in haste to visit her cousin Elizabeth. The stunning moment of John the Baptist leaping in Elizabeth's womb at the sound of Mary's greeting. The prelude to this coming Sunday's Feast at Pentecost, as we hear Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cry out, "Most blessed are you among women." The inexpressible beauty of Mary's Magnificat, proclaimed in today's gospel reading. Each of these moments provides enough material for a robust meditation, and even one glance at these visitation paintings over many centuries are enough to remind us that this was a significant turning point in all of history. With this inspiring backdrop, our own upcoming summer visits with friends and family may seem inconsequential. Is our family's humble hospitality, the crown of our Trinity house, in any way connected with the visitation? The answer may surprise you, but first consider the stark backdrop. We host less and less each year, according to studies. The pandemic has accelerated this trend, rendering us even more distant from our neighbors, friends, and family. With soaring food and gas costs, we have yet another rationalization to think that visiting and hosting is impractical. We all get this. Most families have gotten out of practice when it comes to visiting or hosting friends for a drink, cookout, or game night. Busy and overcommitted, our hospitality muscles have atrophied. As we've prioritized other things, hospitality has slipped to the bottom as an extra. But if that describes our family, then we need to admit that we're missing out. After all, in Christian families who host regularly, the children are more likely to keep the faith as adults, according to a recent Barna study. In such homes, the kids see the faith lived out in a relevant way, serving others in a way that meets real needs and creates community. Which brings us back to the visitation. As we seek to do more hosting and visiting this summer, let's try to take the visitation to heart in some practical ways. When you host, consider how Elizabeth opened her home to Mary. In the little ways we prepare for our guests, we can ask the Lord for His grace. When you visit, consider how Mary received Elizabeth's hospitality. For many, it's not easy to be on the receiving end, but that's part of the beauty of such encounters. Whether you're hosting or visiting, consider how Mary and Elizabeth's encounter was life-changing. Rather than going on autopilot, invite the Holy Spirit into these visits, being attentive to His transforming power. What makes a visitation different from a simple visit? The Magnificat monthly devotional asks in reference to today's feast. A visitation carries with it a special meaning, a purpose of bestowing something exceptional. In the visitation, that meaning is not a message, but rather the exceptional presence of the Son, the Savior, she carries within her womb. The Magnificat continues, "In the weeks and months ahead, may we be open to the Holy Spirit, whose grace can transform our simple visits into visitations of special meaning. Come, Holy Spirit."